Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 7. The Reverend James Baumgardner is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for this morning comes to us from Jeremiah chapter 7, 1 through 7. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, Hear the word of the Lord, all you men of Judah who enter these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Amend your ways and your deeds, and I will let you dwell in this place. Do not trust in these deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you truly amend your ways and your deeds, if you truly execute justice one with another, if you do not oppress the sojourner, the fatherless, or the widow, or shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not go after other gods to your own harm, then I will let you dwell in this place, in the land that I gave of old to your fathers forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. To you, my God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, as we all walked into chapel, we were greeted by the same familiar face that's always here every single morning, Deaconess Patton, smiling, saying hello, helping any visitor to navigate kind of the service order that we have with the stacked hymnals back there. Like any good usher or any good greeter, she knows Psalm 84 full and well, which says, Behold our shield, O God, look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. But today, the joyful and sweet welcome we received fades away when we encounter our text. It's Jeremiah who now stands upon the threshold of the sanctuary, and he most certainly does not have a smile on his face. The word of the Lord called him to stand there, not to shake hands or pass out bulletins, but to offer a warning to all who would dare to come and worship. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, he says, Amend your ways and your deeds, and I will let you dwell in this place. If you're a greeter at my church, I might redirect his gifts and talents to maybe the handbills or something where he doesn't have a face-to-face interaction with people. But today, for us, we'd be wise to not dismiss his words, especially this Lenten season. Speaking to Judah in the late 7th century BC, Jeremiah flashes the mirror of God's immutable law before the faces of people. They showed up to worship, yes, but their hearts were filled with injustice as they oppressed the sojourners, the fatherless, and the widows. They were murderers in both deed and thought, adding to their spiritual lives the teachings of false religions and pagan gods. And we call that syncretism in the church. Many of us are just as guilty today. We add the lies of the world into the words of the Lord, and we mix them up in the blender of our minds and hearts. Christians speak of karma, astrology, of emptying our minds in meditation. And so we do so while we're bitter against our neighbor, and jealous of others, and self-righteous on our own accord. There are any number of things, you see, that would seek to take your eyes off of Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. What was happening to the people of Judah was that they would live their lives, they'd listen to their own hearts, they'd eat, drink, and be merry in their sin, and then they'd run back into the temple in order to make a sacrifice that they were back on good terms with God. Dietrich Bonhoeffer would later call that cheap grace. You can't just return to God with a deceptive heart already making plans for your next sin. Because God demands true repentance. And so Jeremiah was there standing at the gate to declare that this temple of the Lord they are entering was absolutely not a safe space for them. They dare not think that God kept a blind eye to their deeds outside of the temple, even as they sacrificed to him inside of the temple. For God is holy, 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 like a fire, and he will burn away the chaff of hypocrisy. You know, if you've driven anywhere within 50, 100 miles of St. Louis, you've seen the roadside billboards advertising for Merrimack Caverns. There are hundreds upon hundreds of them. Family fun, ice cream, right? America's cave. And of course, Jesse James Hideout. There's a tradition that after robbing banks and trains, Jesse James and his gang hid out inside the cave for a while. On the tour, they'll actually point out a spot. I don't know how they'll know, but they'll say, this is where he was. This is where they divided up their loot and hid from the lawman. It was a place of safety from breaking the law, a shield from the storm of justice. And I mention that because it's interesting what Jeremiah says in the verses that follow our text. He continues. He says, behold, you trust in deceptive words to no avail. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, and make offerings to Baal, and go after other gods that you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered, only to go on doing all these abominations? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Or our study Bible footnotes call it a cave of robbers, hiding from their deeds outside from the lawman. The people in Jeremiah's day would run to the temple and hide from the Lord's anger behind the shield of their own hypocritical sacrifices. And you see, that, dear friends, is actually the context behind what Jesus says on Holy Week when he enters into the temple and he finds the money changers and the merchants there. He overturns their tables. He drives them out because they were hiding their hypocrisy behind their religious actions. He said to them, it is written, quoting Jeremiah and also Isaiah, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers. This is no safe space for you. It's no longer Jeremiah, though, now, who stands at the gates of the temple warning the people. Now it's the Son of Man on Holy Week himself. Jesus guards the way to the kingdom of God, and he refuses to let evil sneak its way in and hide. Deeds done in the darkness are now exposed by the light of the world, and hypocrisy is condemned and banished outside of the walls, outside the gates and the doors of the temple. Outside the temple, for all the world to see. And that's where Jesus, the Anointed One, would soon go to worship the Lord his God in sincerity and truth, with no hypocrisy, offering up his very life for the sins of the world, to give glory to his heavenly Father, to offer a sacrifice, a pleasing aroma of pure incense, hiding nothing of himself. He was exposed within our shame. He was tested and refined in the fires of suffering and death. But his faith was proven to be true. And by his sacrifice, he opened the way for sinners and hypocrites like us to enter into the house of the Lord. See, in our text, Jeremiah stands in the doorway, but Jesus is the door. Jeremiah declared that all who passed through him were defeated in their sin and doomed to destruction. Jesus declares that all who passed through him are clothed in his own righteousness and declared victorious unto eternal life. Truly, truly, I say to you, he says, I'm the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And so in this season of Lent, where have the ways and the thoughts of this world blended in with the truths of Jesus in your life? Where might you be hiding behind a religious work before the Lord? Where have you shunned true repentance of your heart? All who follow this way cross the threshold and they hear Jeremiah's voice today. But all who follow the way and the truth and the life will find themselves covered in the blood of the Lamb and abiding in the word of truth from the cross to the empty tomb, the word which opens up the house of the Lord to sinners and to hypocrites like us alike. Forgiven by grace, for such is the kingdom of God. Those broken by the lies of the world find truth in Christ. Those tired of living in shame find peace and comfort in his righteousness alone. And those defeated by death find victory in the arms of the one who walked forth from the grave, alive forevermore. Enter through the narrow door of the Lord's anointed, his Messiah, O sinner, for through him you are a saint. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed, for a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wickedness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.